All this week, writer James Bowman has been commenting on the Republican convention in verse. Today, his final poem.
In Roman times, prospective consuls would go down to some plebeian neighborhood and show the scars they'd gotten in the war, and smile and promise cheap bread theretofore. Such condescension, though a clear charade of popular control, did not degrade. But now our candidates for office must spend all their time eating plebeian dust. It's not enough to pledge easy solutions. You've got to share the common folk's illusions. The chief of these, the brighter future, is what gives our party gatherings their fizz. All optimists, we cling to that right track and cry with Bush, "Nothing will hold us back." The way to a safer world must run on rails, for leadership, in prospect, never fails. Yet why should we repine the campaign long at what the Romans knew kept countries strong? Come November, we'll know just what to do in choosing who's the fitter of these two. For sure, that candidate has got to go, who drops the mask and lets his nuance show.
Political verse from James Bowman, a resident scholar at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington.